Yeah, that's more like it. Okay. Microphone's running. Everything's going dandy right now. Talking about dandy at our 5:15 interview selector time. It is our good friend from the Ubley Dragway, and this time we mean it. It is Nick Chenoweth. Hiya, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing on a very, very nice day?
It is a wonderful Tuesday today. How did everything go up at Ubley this weekend?
Man, if you had a small tire car, you missed a great, great time. And it was awesome. Small tire cars got down. They had a whole bunch of fun, some really fast cars. It was a great time. And even on Sunday, yes, I know they say Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sunday was an absolute blast. I had people out there with stock vehicles that they wanted to get down into a time range, and they got faster than they thought they would. It was awesome. We had great air all weekend. Had a beautiful weekend. It was great.
Do you know what was kind of fun is that some drag strip had the Slug Nationals, and there were, your car had to be from 1979 to 1984. Anything over 200 horsepower was not allowed. So that was like just about every single car that was there, you know. But it was like there was a lot of sticker cars and a lot of fake hood scoops and all kinds of stuff. But what is not fake is the reason why Nick is with us today. Not only do we love having Nick on with us all the time, but evidently there is a huge, huge announcement coming right on there now. Everybody here at CK put in their quarters and they have their squares of what it may be. I have 2-for-1 Ubley dogs coming up.
You were just outside the ballpark on that one.
Is my money gone now?
I hate to say it, but that quarter's going right in my left pocket.
But what's going in the right pocket? Nick Chenoweth, tell us, what is the big, huge announcement for Ubley Dragway?
Well, it just got bigger, bigger, and badder. Starting today, as a matter of fact, I actually have guys here that are ready to start cutting out some asphalt. Some concrete is going in. It'll be the first time that that asphalt has been ever lifted since the early 60s. So it's all virgin ground, and guess what? Everyone is going to be happier to get is going to be a really nice and smooth, safe surface.
Wait a minute. Concrete where? The return run?
Oh, no. We are going to do it big. There's only one way I know how to do it. That is to do it big. We are going to give you guys a brand new surface.
How far?
About 700 foot.
Both lanes?
Both lanes.
Concrete. And this is going to be ready by?
As a matter of fact, from talking with the construction crew that is here, they said we can actually be on it within 24 hours.
Wow. Do you want to be on it within 24 hours?
No. No, sir. We actually kind of decided to do it this year. We had plans on doing it in June. But with the lovely weather we had throughout the middle of summer, we just could not get it in.
So, let us say this. There was always some concern about Tower Side Track.
Correct. And there was a crack that ran about, 600 feet. And that crack is going to be no longer existent.
So, people are going to be able to go on either side, mm-hmm. tromp it as hard as they can. There's going to be all that stuff from driver's meetings and stuff like that saying, hey, we're kind of worried about that one side of the track is now all obliterated, correct?
It is literally just gotten kicked to the curb and it's gone bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Ubley now is good to go, both sides.
Yes, sir.
For the first time.
There was never an issue with the service prior to. I know the crack worried people. Granted, yes, we are over 50 feet wide, but we pushed and we pushed and we pushed to get it in this year, and it is 100% happening.
So, if people were going by Ubley Dragway, because you can see in from, I guess, what is that, Ubley Road?
Correct. That is that is actually the main drag of Ubley.
People can actually look in and take a look between the fence and see concrete folks and folks knocking out. And you said the asphalt was from 1961?
It's from either 61 or 62 is what it was dated at. And it is all original. Yes, there was a cap put on it many, 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 many years ago. But it's time. It is time for us to, as I would say, join the big leagues, as we already are part of the big leagues, and make it even better.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost time to let that sink in, because that was one of the concerns that folks had. Now there is no more concerns. I mean, yeah, that to the point where I still want 2-for-1 ugly dogs, but okay. That really, honest to God, that is fantastic news. Not like cement is like 50 cents a yard or anything. You know,
we
so,
wish it was.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of an investment. But my God, how, I mean, so that is 700 feet for the folks who don't know. From, is that's from where, from the Christmas tree?
From the Christmas tree, we actually poured concrete a couple years ago. We poured out 280 feet. And we're actually going to cut into part of that there to make it all 100% true. And if you will, marry it to make it all one perfect section or one piece. So from the Christmas tree out almost 800 feet, it'll be brand spanking new.
Okay, because I'm trying to remember the burnout box and all that stuff, that's relatively new, correct?
Correct. That is relatively new. Next year, the following year, we do have plans of ripping out the burnout box and putting in new. We try to do that every 3 to 5 years. Is it mandatory maintenance? No, but it's something that we'd like to do because it just makes it easier on everybody.
Wow. Okay, so alrighty. So now that's what we got. So now we have from the burnout box north, how much is that is going to be concrete? Obviously 700 feet, right?
Oh, of course.
So 700 feet, if you're running 8th mile, don't make me do math right now. I'll have to take off my shoes.
You would have over 100 plus feet of nothing but smooth surface. And past that, we actually found out, is still very much so usable. And with us running 8th mile for all of our points programs, we still have the ability to run quarter mile on a relatively good surface.
Okay, but on 8th mile, you are good to go, aren't you?
Oh, yes. 660 feet, and you're going to be side by side looking at each other's ear holes.
On concrete?
On concrete.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah, we're almost speechless. We don't know what to say. I mean, congratulations. That, I'm sure that was kind of like a breathe in, but, you know, that is such welcome news for Ubley.
Mm-hmm. You know, to take one from Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come, and this is exactly what we're doing.
Wow, good time. You know, the funny thing is now we got to get a lot of rubber down before the Mopar versus the World.
Correct. That's where I come into play with a few different things that we do now. Since it's now virgin concrete, if you will,
yeah,
we do several different things. We use a rosin that goes down onto it to help the tires bite into it really hard, lay down some amazing fresh rubber, and then we start with the process of putting in traction compound, or as we call it in the drag racing world, pimp juice.
Right, yeah, because I was going to say, brand new concrete, people are going to be going, but I mean, by the time that we get into October, oh my gosh, we should, September right now, man. All right, so if you're laying it down this weekend, did you say? I mean, right now as we speak?
As we speak, I've got trucks that are going to be rolling in here in the next 24 to 48 hours and start putting it down.
And there's nothing going on, no events this weekend, right, at Ubley, because there, you're going to be gone?
There is absolutely nothing going on this weekend. And the reason for that, two reasons. One, yes, we're pouring in fresh concrete.
Right.
The second reason, I'm taking my team here from Ubley, Michigan. We are going to try to send another one of my drivers off to Memphis, Tennessee to race for a world championship. So in that hindsight, we all have to travel down to US 131 and run for it. We're running for a lot of money this weekend down there, and if one of my drivers, which I'm hoping to the man upstairs gives us a little bit of help, I'm sending them directly to Memphis, Tennessee to run for $100,000 worth of stuff. $50,000 of cash. They don't give you checks. They give you a stack of money. You get a brand new trailer designed to your specifications. You get a brand new lift for your garage. Brand new batteries for your car, brand new tires, brand new rims. You get pretty much a brand new car out of the entire deal.
Wow. Okay, so what's the chances that Honda Accords can enter this?
Anyone can enter this.
Suddenly that sounded pretty good, actually.
Yes, wow. Sir. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to enter myself into it because even I want to go.
So how does this all work out? Okay, so over the season, you've got the best of the best, and you said, okay, I'm going to pick X number of cars. We're going to go to 131 under the Ubley banner.
And they're going to be flying my banner all weekend, displaying it everywhere. We get notification from ITRA, you know, saying who you are, where you're from, what you're doing, what kind of vehicle you're driving, and what your home track is. On every car, there's going to be a sticker that has my logo on it that says Ubley Dragway. This is where I race at. This is where I'm from. This is my home.
So how many cars you got going, Nick?
At this current time, I have 10 cars going.
10?
Yep. It didn't. The way that they kind of fell, I wish I had more, but we have family. We have friends. We also have work. That dreaded thing that we all don't like waking up to every morning has interfered with quite a few of my drivers, and I respect that there because I want them to also make money so that they can come back and play, if you will.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Yep. I'm still processing brand new concrete.
Oh, you know? God, yeah. So am I. I got to give a shout out to my sponsors. Sure. I can't reveal who they are because that was just the way they wanted it left.
Somebody.
I respect them, and they respect me. I got to give a huge shout out to them for stepping up and saying, hey, you know what? You've been loyal to us. I want to help you out. And it was huge of them to take and to sit down at my table and say, hey, you know what? You've done nothing but bust your guys' humps for over 12 years. You've been loyal to us. We're helping you out.
So we want to thank Summit and...
I can't reveal who it is because that's the way they took it left in the contract. And I'm very much so appalled, if you will, for them to, you know, give us the phone call saying, you know what, we want to meet you at your house. And I was like, huh, oh, boy, this could be bad.
Local
greatest news.
Local folks?
Some of them are local, and some of them actually are really good friends of all of ours.
So all that door knocking that you did over the winter paid off?
It is. Some of it is starting to pay off. Granted, I'm still going to keep on knocking on doors because guess what?
What?
I want to take and make bigger races, bigger events. And I want to keep giving back to drivers. That is one of my biggest and, you know, one of my most influential things that my dad has bestowed upon me. Doesn't matter if I put a dollar in my pocket, I want to put five back in yours.
So what are you thinking? What's in your big box of plans?
Well, I do want to try to get in. It's a racing program from the PDRA. I want to try to get them in here next year.
PDRA is?
Professional Drag Racing League. Absolutely awesome people. We've spoken to them for many, many years, and this is one thing they said that they want to see. They want to see us improve a little bit so that they can come on board and bring an event to our racetrack, and that's something that we are working towards. Is it going to happen this coming year, the next couple of years? We're trying to. We're doing everything we can to get bigger names in here. And then another one we're trying to get in here, someone said they talked about Factory Superstock. I'm trying to get that group of cars as well as more of my no-box cars. I want to make a bigger no-box program since I'm getting fresh concrete. I want to get another big top ET program or a delay box program so I can help that grow as much as possible.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So then say if you're going to be running those other fine friends of the IHRA, say see you later?
Oh, God, no. Heck no. IHRA is our family, is our love.
Okay, so you can run two different... Okay, all right.
Yep. They're just looking for another racetrack to take in to put another event at, and they actually kind of contacted us, and we're still trying to make sure, you know, apples to apples, and that we're not crossing any lines, and we're just trying to make sure everything's good. But that's something we're also looking forward to is helping them out as much as we can, too.
What do they want to be able to run an event at your place?
Smooth surface. Smooth as glass.
And, okay, next...
We are going to have that here in the next couple days.
Yeah, I was going to say, check that box. So that box is already checked. So
yep. And
what
that
else?
Just comes into the dollar amount that we have to put up and the dollar amount they want to spend.
That.
Yep. That's the other big one. How much money is it going to cost everybody?
Wow. Yeah, but then again, I mean, how big? I've heard of them, and there's another one that are like that because really – in the day, it was IHRA, NHRA, AHRA, CHRA. Now there's that other one that you spoke of that's coming up, right?
Yep.
They're not just not Michigan based, they're all over, aren't they?
They are nationwide.
Wow. Wow. Yep. And ProMod. Anytime
ProMod
soon?
Is another word that a lot of people have asked about, and I don't have an answer for them just yet on that. Do I want to see ProMods at my racetrack? You better believe it. I want to see 3 seconds on that scoreboard.
Jeez. Geek guy. Okay. Yeah, that's because, see, what exactly, because it's been kicking around all over the place. What is a ProMod in 10 words or less?
In 10 words or less, I can't do it, but okay. I can try to. A ProMod is something that someone decided to design many, many years ago. A ProMod is literally you take a chassis of your choosing, pick out your Honda Civic, take the body right off of it. and then we're going to take it, and we're going to chop it, and we're going to stretch it. We're going to make the thing into a four-link car. What a four-link car is, it is all suspension. People run them on small tire. People run them on really big tires, 13-inch wide tires, and as small as a 9-inch tire car. I think they're nuts on that, but it's cool to watch.
Right.
And then just throw the biggest monster in front of you can possibly think of, 900-plus cubic inches, as many kits of nitrous that sucker will take until she blows, and let it rip.
So are they almost right underneath alcohol funny car? I mean,
they're not far from it. Some of the new designs, they almost look like they could be a funny car. They
wow.
are crazy looking.
Wow. And this is the hottest in the, because really, I guess more people can relate to it because it's a pseudo door slammer, isn't it?
Exactly. It's still a door slammer. Still has doors on it, front, and I believe some of them now are making the trunk lid glass. Not 100% fiberglass, but they still want it to still have some tradition of the car.
So kind of like Pro Stock 1978, except for with a lot bigger motor?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, man, talk about steroids 101, getting injected in and letting it fly.
Wow. Okay, yep. So, I mean, are these factory cars? I mean, are these like a Charger, Challenger, Mustang, or is this an anything?
Kind of anything at the current minute.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Well, talking about congratulations, well done on the track.
Thank you very kindly.
So when are you going to start posting that? As soon as you're going to see some pictures down? Or
In the next 72 hours when I get everything downloaded from all of our phones, because we've been snapping pictures left and right, up, down, you name it. We've been trying to get as many pictures as we possibly can.
Yeah, do so.
It's definitely been pretty heartfelt because I know my dad, you know, he flat out said, we haven't opened this ground up in a long, long time. I was like, yeah, and it kind of put a shock to all of us. We all had a hair stand up on the back of our necks going, this is kind of, you know, weird.
Yeah, I mean, would you, like, open it up and find a 63 Falcon down there? It's like, oh, okay.
If I did, I wasn't telling anybody about that one. We might have found Jimmy Hoffa. I don't know yet.
I thought it'd be like an echo dig. Yeah, okay, look what we found. From 1961 or 62. Wow. All right. So bottom line, you have brand new concrete, 700 foot from the tree, right? Or after the tree?
Right from the tree.
Right from the tree forward, 700 foot. Now, yep. At eighth mile is what? 660, right?
660 feet.
So you have nothing but fresh, fresh, fresh. You can, as soon as that light turns green, well, second yellow. And that's not pre-staged either.
No.
That you are on brand new concrete.
Yep.
Wow. Insane. Insane.
Yes, sir.
Job well done. I mean, let us process that for a couple of hours, shall we? Because all the ramifications and everything that would bring to Ubley is like, ooh. All right, so now what, new bathrooms?
No, those are still new.
You may need them. You may need some more. I shouldn't say new. I should say more. It's my gosh, I think, man, you really just all of a sudden stepped up everything.
Oh,
fast.
God, yes. We have done everything we can.
I mean, you now just answered every driver's question about Ubley.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That was the missing link.
Yes, sir. It was part of the missing link, and we're going to put a few more links in to make it even better.
Well, Yeah, when?
Well, you know, I can't reveal my entire hand just yet. I just revealed two aces. Let me see if I got two more in my pocket.
Okay, because, I mean, coming up soon or over the next couple of years?
I'm hoping in the next year, year and a half, I've got a few more things to take in to show people that we're capable of.
All right, because Sue had, for her quarter, she had new lights. Let's see. Greg had serving alcohol.
That one we can't do. That one we can't do.
Well, that quarter stays here then. Okay, good stuff. Nick, what a scoop. What a scoop. We are going to tell people from here on in, your quarter mile is covered in brand new concrete at the Ubley Dragway up in Ubley, Michigan. You can't miss it. It's the only thing there. Go to the school, turn left.
Exactly.
You're going to be there. I mean, is this the same people that put all the new concrete in the school doing this?
No, actually.
Okay.
It's actually a private contract. They actually strictly do racetracks and racetracks only.
No kidding.
Yep.
Who are they?
That one I can't reveal either.
All right. Now we got to figure out who does
that
only
one,
racetrack.
That one we got to take and reveal
okay.
at a later date.
I don't want to
get all the pictures put online. I'll have an announcement, you know, thanking all of them and everybody else.
I will not push you for anything else, but what a scoop we got here. Again, Nick Chenoweth from the Ubley Dragway telling us today, kids.
We got some fresh concrete, boys and girls.
Your fears are gone. You get now to come to, but now I bet you, but the Ubley dogs don't go up in price to counter this, does it? Do they?
Heck no, I'm going to have one here in about 5 minutes of my dinner.
Delicious food, wonderful trackside. Thomas down there at the Time Shack. It can't be nicer up there at Ubley, Michigan. Kiddies, get on your shoes. Look for the Ubley Facebook page. Probably faster news.
Yes, sir. You guys can follow me on theubleydragway.com. It's going to be on the Ubley Dragway Facebook page. It's going to be on my Facebook page. It's going to be huge just to see and go, holy crap.
This is going to be insane. Nick, we can't thank you enough for letting us have the first scoop here at the 515 on CKWI Radio 76.
Yes, sir. Make it loud and proud. You guys are the very first ones that got this scoop. And I want to say goodbye to everybody at CKIW and CKIW Land. Good talking to you guys today. Unfortunately, I still have to do the due diligence.
I was going to say, yeah, you got to roll. Okay, my friend. Thanks a lot, Nick.
No problem.
Bye now.
Bye.
Nick Chenoweth of the Ubley Dragway. Can you believe that? Concrete kiddies. None of that weird stuff that they're going to have like in those 30-year asphalt things. Whew. Wow, let that sink in for a little bit. And as you do, listen to this one.